I've never experienced this before.
I've never experienced anything like this.
I've never experienced that.
I've never heard anything like it.
No, I have never once experienced anything remotely like that.
You've heard it, right?
No, never heard anything like it.
You've never heard of my show.
I mean, you've heard, you've seen, you know.
I have never experienced anything like this before in my life.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to Monday. It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome. It's Monday, November 14th. Good morning, Coryell.
Good morning. Good
morning, Husker Nick.
Hola.
How was the weekend, everybody? What'd you do, Coryell? I mean, I knew what you did on Saturday night.
But...
How dirty what happened Saturday.
they met up with us for a little while. We were out and about.
Ooh.
Let's see. What did I do this weekend? I don't know. I feel like
it's kind of nice to not have, like, just have a weekend off from work.
Oh, I worked. Oh. I worked, like, all weekend, actually. But, yeah. No, I worked, really. That's really what I did. And then I died Saturday, actually. When we met up with you guys for a little while, I don't even know how I was alive. I had, like, the most terrible cold. So I'm still getting kind of over that. And then today I wanted to get over that, too, but I had to work, so... At least I went home for a little while, and I was able to watch the volleyball game. I thought that was one of the best games I've watched in a long time. Even though we lost, but it was really, really good.
Okay.
It was fun. It was fun to watch, at least, because
they
just
enjoyed it.
Kept hanging in there somehow, and then not quite. Fourth set, we won't even talk about it, but yeah, had a good weekend.
Okay, good. How about
That's
you,
all
Husker
that
Nick?
Matters.
How was your weekend, Nick?
That was good, man. You know, Coryell, one of the best, like, people ask me what the best Husker games I've ever been to, and mine was one that they lost. It was when they played Texas, and it was a snow game where it was snowing down, the Nun fumble.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the, like, even though we lost, that was one of the coolest games I've ever been to. Like,
yeah.
It was just the atmosphere in the stadium was amazing.
There was a lot of tension.
And you never forget it.
For
yeah. No, that's totally real. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm excited. I'm trying to carve out time today to watch Yellowstone since it was last night. So I'm pretty 2 hours. Holy smokes, that's a long time for a season
premiere.
I was all ready to get hunkered down and watch the 2 hour premiere last night, and then I pay for Paramount Plus, and it's not on Paramount Plus. And then you go to
probably not till today, right?
No, not at all.
Huh?
Because then you go
Did
to
you
Peacock
go and buy it, thinking it was on there.
Yeah, I've had Paramount Plus for a little while just because there's some 1883 and other shows were on there.
Yeah,
you go to Peacock, and Peacock has seasons 1 through 4. But they didn't have season 5 on there.
They had it on YouTube TV last night.
Cool. Well, I had to wait, and now I've got a secondary site that I found.
Yeah.
So I watched the first episode this morning.
I know a lot of last season, anyways. The new episode would play on, like, my regular TV, so YouTube, like you mentioned, Coryell, and then, like, the next day they'd be available on.
Yeah, that's like American Horror Story,
whatever,
on
Paramount
Hulu.
Plus.
Yeah, on Hulu.
Yeah. But Jackson, a while ago, he got YouTube TV and got rid of his subscriptions
because
I already have mine. So.
See, Hulu, I don't have Hulu Live. I just have Hulu regular, so I always know that I'm going to get the episode the next day. So I'm like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But, man, it was kind of disappointing. But so,
even with the add-ons, though, Hulu Live, I can't remember what it was. It was like almost $80.
It's getting really expensive.
YouTube TV isn't far behind it, though. It is pretty expensive, too.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully you get a chance to either watch Yellowstone last night or you get a chance to watch it today. It was, the first hour is very, very good. I'm excited for the second hour, so we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully you had a good weekend. We're back to Husker football this Saturday. Final home game of the season. We'll be back down in the rail yard for this coming weekend. And a lot more coming up.
Coming
next
with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Including Make It Right Monday. We'll help Terry not ruin his relationship with his buddy Jimmy. We'll get a great debate about Thanksgiving. And a lot more on the way.
Riley Green is dating someone in the industry, too. Lainey Wilson's Yellowstone confidence. Dolly Parton receives $100 million gift and more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Riley Green is opening on Luke Combs' 2023 World Tour, which will be good for his career and his love life.
Okay.
Because he's been dating Luke's day-to-day manager, a woman named Sophia Sansone or Sansoni.
Wow.
Not sure how to say it.
Way to go, Riley.
For about a year, actually.
No way. That's kind of cool.
And that's a long time for Riley. In a recent interview, he said, quote, "I've got a lot of ex-girlfriends who'd be blown away by that number." And yet, he thinks Sophia might spend more time on Luke's bus because, quote, "it has a lot more room in the back and she carries a lot of luggage." So, who knows? They may see each other, you know, quite a bit, of course, but maybe not as much as you would expect because, obviously, she still has, you know, a job to do,
yeah.
But, yeah, that'd be, I don't know, going to be out on a world tour also with his girlfriend. That doesn't suck.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Right.
So Lainey Wilson has spent her whole life immersed in country music, but there she was making her acting debut on last night's Yellowstone. You can't stop her. It looks like she might have a future there, too. That's according to Kelly Riley, who plays Beth Dutton on the show. When Lainey told her she was brand new to the acting thing, Kelly said it looked like she'd been doing it forever. It was exactly what Lainey needed to hear. Quote, "I took that as a compliment. She's one of the best actresses in the entire world. That really gave me that extra boost of confidence. I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone, but what's the point in doing all of this if I'm not pushing the limits? If I'm not doing things that are a little bit uncomfortable, I wouldn't be growing anywhere." Came from Lainey Wilson, spoken like a true, wise, Lainey Wilson, to me, is not even real right now.
She's just like a character in your world.
Oh, yeah,
how is she even real? She's such a good songwriter and a great performer. She sounds amazing.
She jumped right into that role, and it was as if she was just playing herself.
Yeah, you watched it last night, Yellowstone.
Yeah, the first episode she's on.
Yeah. So, and then you said she plays a performer in the show?
Yeah.
See, that'd this whole tough. Time I thought she was going to be, you know, like a ranch hand or something.
Oh, yeah. No, she's legit like one of the acts that's performing at the governor's inaugural ball.
Well, hopefully, Beth or Riley, whatever her name is, Kelly Riley, says, hopefully, Lainey's just, like, so good they keep her around for a few more episodes.
She was solid. We'll see what happens.
Good, good, good. Dolly Parton was awarded $100 million as the recipient of Jeff Bezos' 2022 Courage and Civility Award. This award comes with a no-strings-attached check for $100 million. The recipients can use it in any way they see fit, so she will donate to the organizations of her choice. Dolly says, quote, "When people are in a position to help, you should help. I try to put my money where my heart is and will do good things with this." So she received $100 million just to turn around and give it back to somebody else again. And that's very Dolly of her. Also, I didn't know that Jeff Bezos did that.
Yeah, you mentioned this. Yeah, like you saw some sort of an article saying that he was starting to give away all his money.
Yeah,
Jeff Bezos is like one of the top three people in the world every year for giving away money.
There you go.
I know he's fun to hate because he looks like a supervillain, but he donates almost more money than because he has more than anybody.
A half an hour ago,
across the internet with like major news platforms. Granted, I haven't clicked on the article, just so you know, this is just the headline, but it says Jeff Bezos says he will give most of his money to charity. And that it was like a new article that came out for a while. Bright and early this morning.
Sounds like he may be giving even more.
Yeah. He could give away like 99% of his money and still be a billionaire.
Exactly. So it's like, makes sense. Yeah. With the Nitty Gritty for Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Country mornings are the best.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
Yeah. In the morning when you wake up.
On Kix 96.9.
What is going good in your world? Let us know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, KX969. You can celebrate anybody doing good or trying to do good by others or fundraisers, whatever it may be. Shout out to Erin and her husband and also the head coach of the Concordia Bulldog soccer team. Jason and Concordia were the GPAC champs. Coming from behind 2-0 to force overtime and then winning a penalty kick shootout to claim the tournament. Now they'll find out today where they'll end up in the national tournament.
Where was this again?
Concordia Bulldogs.
Oh, nice.
Out in Seward. So congrats goes out to Concordia.
Absolutely.
They're going on to the national tournament. What other goods out there? Coryell, what you got?
My good thing is we mentioned this, a couple months back, but do you remember when we were talking about the Pumpkin King?
Yes.
Okay.
The dude who like hauled out a giant pumpkin and went down the river.
Yes. So the Pumpkin King himself Dwayne Hansen. He's from Syracuse, by the way, and I'm from Unadilla, so that's just a hop, jump, and a skip down the road. And I would like to say now I'm very, very extra, extra proud to be from Odo County, because Dwayne Hansen has officially been named the Guinness World Record holder for his pumpkin boat ride on the Missouri River.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Because at the time, it was believed to be a Guinness Book of World Record, but they had to, you know, there's like apparently all this paperwork. It's
lots
like
of
harder
stuff
to get a Guinness Book of World Record than it is to get in Fort Knox, apparently. But yeah, so Dwayne, this is August 27th. That's right. And it was around his birthday, or maybe the day of his birthday. But he took a trip stretching 37.5 miles down the Missouri River. And the previous record was 25.5 miles. This was inside a hollowed out 846-pound pumpkin. He took that trip from Bellevue to Nebraska City. It took him 11 and a half hours.
Wow.
Yeah, so he had the whole media blitz, and we were one of them. We had him on the show, and Dwayne was so kind to give us a little bit of his time. But yeah,
there was a little tragedy involved in that, remember?
What?
That he sat on his cooler of beer
couldn't
and didn't realize he wouldn't be able to get into his cooler of
he
beer.
He couldn't move the whole time, so 11 and a half hours he was sitting on his beer.
On that sweet nectar of the gods.
Oh,
he
no.
could not get there. His lattes were just...
cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah. So congratulations, Dwayne.
That's cool. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is Dicker the Kicker. For those who don't know who that is... Dicker the Kicker?
Yeah. Who's that?
And then I said, for those who don't know who that is, Coriel, Cameron Dicker is the kicker for the Chargers. He has been for the last 2 weeks. If you don't know the story of Cameron Dicker, this is why this is my good thing. Cameron Dicker kicked the game-winning field goal a week ago for the Chargers, and after the game, they carried him off the field. He wasn't even in the NFL before that game. They carried him off the field, and he was talking about how only 4 days earlier, he was on his way to a Carrie Underwood concert with his fiance in his hometown of Austin, Texas, and on the way there, he got the phone call that the Chargers needed him, so they had to hightail it over to the airport and just drop him off so he could fly to L.A. and be on the Chargers. Well, this week, during the game, they were on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
A certain Miss Carrie Underwood is the person who performs the, you know, the beginning for Sunday night. Well, they had a video of her, and she gets on there, and she's like, hey, Cameron, super excited for you. Congrats on kicking the kick last week. Here's the deal. Whenever you want, I got my people to give you my number. So he got Carrie Underwood's number, one. And then two, she said, you can come do backstage stuff and hang out with me and be my special guest at any one of my shows with you and your fiance.
So that's why she was on.
Sweet.
That is so,
Where, that's why Carrie Underwood was telling the kicker that, hey, you get to come to any one of my shows.
Awesome.
He missed out on it to just, you know, be in the NFL. So.
Casual.
Yeah, cash. That's awesome. So Dicker the Kicker.
Yeah.
Dicker
the
Kicker.
Well, for himself. Mine is a little bit of a selfish one. I'm just super excited about it. Bert Kreischer is one of my favorite comedians.
Is that coming up?
Yeah, it's this Thursday and Friday.
No way!
Really?
He's taping his Netflix special up there, and I'm getting to go on Thursday, and I'm just super jazzed.
That's gonna be fun
to watch.
Dude.
He's got 4 shows up there, and they're gonna be filming the Netflix special too. So just super excited. I love when you get a chance to watch live comedy. And I've had an opportunity to see Tom Segura before, Kevin James live, a couple different people, and I'm just, Bert's one of my absolute favorites just because he's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The machine.
That's already coming up.
And then the movie trailer, the teaser trailer for his movie, The Machine, which is loosely based on his story about when he was in Florida State and went to Russia and became a member of the Russian mob.
Yes.
So the trailer dropped. Mark Hamill is playing his dad in the movie.
Wild.
And it just looks absolutely ridiculous. So not only is the special taping here in Nebraska, which is awesome, but then his movie's going to be coming out too. So I'm just jazzed as a fan.
That'll be cool, dude.
Him live. So that'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of people get, I think there's still some tickets available if you'd like to buy them to see it. But yeah, Thursday and Friday at the Orpheum to check out Bert Kreischer.
You're waking up with JP, Corey Allen, Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
Kicks 96.9.
There's something you don't see every day.
So, first we'll start with this one. You're faster than you think, even if you haven't sprinted since high school or even like your knees are terrible and they're making that.
You can hear me walk down the hallway because it just clicks with every step.
Even if your diet is made up of more than 33% ranch dressing, you can still outrun three different dangerous things.
Oh, okay. What are those?
The first is any land animal on Earth. You can't outsprint a cheetah, wolf, or even a bear, but you can outlast them. If you have a head start, you can run longer than they can. Other animals need breaks, so never stop running.
How far of a head start would you need from a cheetah to get away?
That's a very good question, because cheetahs,
considering they go like 90 some miles an hour,
you need a pretty big head start. Lava, you can outrun lava.
Yeah, the lava fastest seems to be kind of slow.
Lava flow with 6 miles per hour, so you can beat that pace.
Oh, wait. Speak for yourself. Okay. I don't know that I can run 6 miles per hour.
It all depends on how far you have to go. Because if it was like, you know, a quarter of a mile, I think you two get away from it. If it's a full mile, that's a pace right there.
I'll make it.
10-minute mile. That's a 10-minute mile.
Nope. I'll see you in the afterlife.
The average adult does not run that fast.
And then spider. You can even the fastest spider in the world only tops out at 1.2 miles per hour, so you cannot run spiders.
I'm just picturing a spider running right now with little tennis shoes on each little foot.
That'd be
also spiders, though. It's not about outrunning spiders, because they like surprise the hell out of you. Like you're walking, and all of a sudden it's like, why is there a spider web here? You know, like
that's what spiders do. Ahead.
I also hate how they are so incredibly for the most part, they're so tiny and for the most part weightless. So when you have one on you, you just don't know it.
No.
Unless you see it. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, I guess I've survived this far, so I shouldn't panic. But that never happens.
Yeah. Coriel, instant panic. I just figured out how JP bites the dust. He's going to go on a vacation to Hawaii. There's going to be an eruption at a volcano. And he's going to be like, no, everybody, you don't have to run yet. We could run faster than this lava.
Hold on. Don't worry.
I read about this one time.
This is my moment.
Here we go.
This is my moment.
Wait till it gets right up to me, and I'm going to outrun this lava. Don't worry. 6 miles an hour, psh, no problem. And then that's it. That's how you go.
Do you think I can outrun my 30s somehow?
I don't.
That would be nice.
I doubt it.
That'd be something.
Is that on the list? Being able to outrun your 30s?
No, that's not on the list.
Dang it.
And then there's this.
There's something you don't see every day.
So the FTX crypto exchange is going under, and the collapse of them falling apart has left the naming rights to the Miami Heat's home venue up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. What?
And so a company by the name of Bang Brothers is ready to pounce on it.
That is I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It's a website.
Yep.
It's a porn website. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a corn website.
I guess FTX declared bankruptcy with reported $50 billion in liabilities to their name, which, if true, would be twice as much as Enron when it went down.
What?
They laundered a ton of money.
Yeah, they
did.
But it helped a certain party get all their people elected this year, so that's good.
Yeah. So that leaves an opening, and Bang Brothers is more than a little familiar with openings, so they decided that they're going to, as soon as the FTX sign was taken off the arena.
JP just reads sometimes without knowing what he's reading.
Yeah.
Anybody at home
exactly
who got mad about that?
I was gloss over it.
If you're mad about it, feel free to call. Okay.
Soon as FTX's name was taken off the arena, Bang Brothers stepped in, and they're offering $10 million for the naming rights to the venue.
This is the second time they've done this.
Really? It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they originally they were the ones wanting to get the arena name. This is the second time. They're based out of that area.
Yeah, that's right.
So like that's their thing.
Do they say what they want to name it?
Bang Brothers Center.
Yeah, it's the Bang
they
Brothers.
They actually want to name it.
They want to have Bang Brothers Center on the side of the building.
Yes.
Could be worse, I suppose, somehow.
Hey man, if you can have Swipe Right Night with like designated areas
they
to hook
do.
Up.
I forgot
Atlanta.
They did that. That was
in Atlanta.
That was in Atlanta. Yeah. Oh, that's
wild. That was in Atlanta. They had Swipe Right Night and they had designated hookup areas.
Wow.
If you could do that, why can't the Miami Heat have Bang Brothers Arena?
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll wait and see if they actually get it.
You know, I do admire. I admire the whole branching out, if you will.
I mean,
tapping
honestly,
into other industries.
At this point, as crazy as it is, that's like one of the like oldest businesses in Miami right now.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, like it's part of the lexicon of Miami.
May as well.
this out. Here's what's trending online now. We
went down. Right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
The CDC is warning of a very high or high rates of influenza activity in at least 25 states. But there are seven states with officials that are particularly concerned about the state of things. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, North Carolina, Tennessee, and South Carolina. There's also Virginia and the District of Columbia. That's because they're describing as having very high levels of flu activity. Health officials estimate there have been between 2.8 million and 6.6 million flu cases from early October through early November. In that same period, they've also estimated between 1,300 and 3,600 deaths. According to the CDC, flu activity levels haven't been this high this early since the 2009 swine flu outbreak. So that is a glimpse of the flu season as of now.
Show them who we are.
Yeah, everybody went to go see Black Panther: Wakanda Forever this weekend. The sequel is a tribute to the late star Chadwick Boseman. It was the top five movies brought in a total of $200 million. There's Black so Panther many. Brought in $180 million alone.
Yeah, so wow. Many tickets even pre-sold for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Black Adam still at number two on that list of movies to go see. But yeah, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever getting a lot of love this weekend. Now the computer.
Okay. Right on time.
Perfect. Yeah, Huskers over the weekend losing at Michigan 34-3. It didn't feel like a bad game until like the second half. I think it felt like we were like anything could happen at one point.
I thought we were going to lose by much more, to be honest with you.
I appreciate Michigan because they kind of just like ploddingly just held us. They kind of were like the bully on the playground that just like put their hand on your forehead so you couldn't hit them.
Yeah,
like right. They took their dear sweet time just beating us. They didn't like
slow and
try
steady.
To murder us. They just each quarter ran the ball
little by little.
Touchdowns. Yep. We'll cover the point spread at the end.
Yep,
you know that sort of thing. But now you know honestly though, like all eyes are just towards. I mean, this season's lost. Like the players are, you know, they're it is what it is right now.
Right.
But. Now all eyes will be towards the next quarterbacking spot. I don't know. We would have heard something by now, I would think, if it was going to be today. But I got to think that there is coming up very soon, there should be a new head coach being announced. And there's a lot of names out there.
A
lot of rumors. I don't know. I've had people I trust telling me that Matt Rhule is going to be announced soon as the next head coach. If that happens, that'd be great for the program. He would be a hell of a coach, and he'd probably keep Mickey on as a wide receivers coach, and that'd be great, too. So,
yeah. What about the rumors about Deion?
Deion Sanders.
Oh, he actually called a local radio show sports station in town and said no. That's not true.
Oh, really?
Because he's friends with one of the hosts, yeah.
Mm.
That happened on Friday. Eric Strickland, I'll shout out to Strick. He used to work at our station.
Okay, yeah.
He's
cool.
Over at a different place
so
now.
So Deion shot it down.
Yeah, he even addressed his team, was like, I would
all
never
right.
be there. Which was kind of a bummer to hear him say.
Yeah.
It's like, geez, fine.
Well, so sooner than later, you think they'll announce?
I do think so. I mean, there's some people think it'll be after the Black Friday game. Other people think it could be as soon as today or this week, so we'll see.
We'll find out maybe this week what's going down, but we also found
out. I'm ready for it to be over.
The Husker last home game will be at 11 o'clock kickoff this Saturday versus Wisconsin, so that means our tailgate in the rail yard sets at 9 a.m. with morning beers.
Bright
and early. It's like 10 degrees out.
Hey.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
Bundle up.
Definitely going to need a shot of something.
Yeah, there's plenty of Fireball down there, I'm sure.
Yeah, Fireball.
Heat ourselves up with that. We've got also prizes from Nebraska Lottery and Bud Light will be down there as well with live music and just gets ready for the final home game of the regular season this Saturday. That's what's trending today. We've saved a lot of things on this show, and we'll try to save another friendship with Terry and Jimmy, like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Something always comes up between them. We're going to try to make it right.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
We're good, man. So what's going on that you need our help?
Happening?
I need to make it right about my best buddy, you know, Jimmy, man. My man Jimmy. We were at a bar last week, all right, watching the Huskers game, you know. We're there with a big group of friends, man. Everybody's just talking, have a good time. And they were talking about show Yellowstone, you know?
Yeah, we love that show.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, it's so good, you know? And it's so, I started talking about how excited they are for the next season to start and stuff. Well, you know, long story short, we started to talk about the way the last season ended. I think you know what I'm talking about. You saw it, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, intense.
Man, Jimmy got all bent out of shape because he's watching it with his wife. And they have, like, 2 episodes left. You know, they haven't finished yet.
Oh, no.
And he would have watched it when he was coming out with his wife, but his wife made him watch it with her. And so, you know, I feel like I just spoiled this awesome ending to last season for him.
Yeah,
and I feel bad about that because, you know, it's like, I mean, I remember, you know, how incredible it was to sit there and watch that. When I saw it, he was just kind of upset.
Oh, he's mad at you guys for it, huh? Dang it.
I mean, the internet does exist.
It's been a while since that
that's true.
That ended. Wasn't it the beginning of this year, wasn't it, that season 4 ended?
I have no idea.
Yeah, so it's like, it's been a while since the finale.
I've never seen the show still to this day, but you're still missing out. I've seen and heard just little nuggets of information that I'm like, well, I know like some things happen, but it's not in my like algorithm because I never interact with anything about it. So I think I'm sort of safe. I could probably watch it and still be somewhat surprised. But like, for example, when I was watching Breaking Bad, though, if someone, I watched it a little later, but if someone would have told me like, you know, the big endings or revealed any of the big moments, I would have been so mad because I was so invested in that show.
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's valid to be upset about that.
Mm. So we're going to call him and he's mad at you, so we're going to apologize and hopefully get this right, huh?
I hope so. I mean, like, I just feel bad. I don't know how I can make it right, but let's try.
I mean, I wish Kevin Costner and Modern West were still touring right now because we could get you guys tickets them live, which would be
funny.
But that would be cool.
That would be perfect.
Which, oh man, that'd be fantastic, but we can't do that. So we'll try to find a way to help you make it right. We'll give Jimmy a call for you.
All right.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
It's always tough when you ruin accidentally like the movie or a TV show or something. And then trying to make it right.
Yeah, it's out of the bag.
We'll try to do that for Terry with Jimmy, and you can let us know your thoughts on another Make It Right Monday.
You messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kicks 96.9.
All right, so if you're just joining us, it's Terry who needs to make it right by his buddy Jimmy. They were all hanging out watching the Huskers and talking about Yellowstone, the upcoming season. And long story short, they talked about the way the last season ended, and Jimmy got all bent out of shape because he and his wife were 2 episodes away from finishing season 4, which would be the most recent season before the season 5 that came out.
Last night.
So, and he would have watched it sooner, but he was watching it with his wife. And so Jimmy was pretty upset with Terry, and Terry wants us to save their friendship. All right, so Terry, we have Jimmy on the phone. He has no idea what we're calling. We'll talk with him for a little bit, and then we'll bring you in to give your apology, and we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good.
Hi, good morning, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, thanks for holding on. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kicks Morning Show. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, love the show.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yeah, that's very nice of you.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and hopefully you still will after this.
Yeah, we'll see.
Since it sounds like you pay attention to the show, we have someone that needs to make it right to you today.
Okay.
Somebody may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
Terry's on the phone with us. Terry, go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry I spoiled Yellowstone. I mean, we were at the bar and everybody's talking and stuff, man. I didn't realize you haven't seen it yet, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, this is all about that?
He feels bad.
Yeah, he does feel bad about it.
I feel bad, man. I want to make it right.
Oh, bro, I appreciate that so much, man. But it's not your fault, you know. But it's a pain in the ass for not watching it with the rest of the world, you know. It's not your fault.
Oh my god.
Coming up next week, we'll be making it right by Jimmy's wife.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Wow.
You know, the way I look at it is just Maverick and Rooster survived the final scene in Top Gun by stealing the old F-14, and then Hangman saves them.
Wait, to ruin that for me.
Got him back.
No, just kidding. Wait, are you serious?
And Corey have just not seen Top Gun Maverick.
I have seen Top Gun. I was making a joke because who hasn't seen Top Gun?
But Top Gun Maverick, the sequel.
Yeah, oh, the sequel?
Yeah, have you not seen this? You haven't
seen
You haven't seen it?
No, wait.
Well, you just
I guess now you don't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, he got him back.
Wait, you ruined it for both of us.
Man.
That was a joke.
Touché.
The ultimate revenge is ruining another thing. Nailed it. You still got to watch it. I mean, it's not going to... I mean, you'll be fine. Not
that last scene is amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, I heard it was.
So, Jimmy, you're good with Terry?
We are golden, man.
All right, cool.
Nothing now you are.
Well, thanks, now that man. He ruined Top Gun Maverick for him. Exactly. Boom. Got him back. Revenge.
Right. Well, hey, we'd love to have you guys come hang with us sometime. We appreciate you getting a hold of us and being on the show. Terry, thanks, man, for getting a hold of us.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Jimmy, thanks for hanging on. Yeah. All right, so at least we made it right by those guys and also ruined Top Gun Maverick for Coryell, but that's... That's the way it goes.
Only mildly.
Check that off the list for today. That was on my list of things to do.
That was on your list.
Oh, was it?
I was like, how can we ruin Top Gun Maverick for Coryell Thomas?
Well, you did it.
It's been out for forever, and I think everybody's seen it at least twice. But it's fine.
I can't be too mad.
It's the first movie I bought in probably 10 years.
Seriously?
Top Gun. Oh, God. I love the end scene with the freaking fight, the whole thing at the end. Oh, my God.
That whole movie is tremendous. But that brings up a good question about what have you ruined for someone else? The ending of a movie. Maybe it was a surprise. We've had on here before where a mom ruined the birth announce of a baby.
Yeah.
With Meg Ryan Monday.
It happens. Yeah. We already have a comment. Mona says she ruined a 30th birthday surprise.
Oh wow. No.
I technically ruined my own birthday surprise too when it was, was it 27? Yes. My 27th birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liz, my best friend, and I think Jackson, even my boyfriend, knew at the time a little bit. He was brand new boyfriend, fresh off the market.
Yeah.
But they had been in
just captured
him cahoots with a bar owner, and they were trying to set me up like a surprise little birthday thing. But I think like the same day that they finalized what they were gonna do, texted the bar owner and was like, how much to rent your back room, because I want to have like a birthday roast and like all this stuff. So I
typical
I
Coryell
ruined
typical.
My own birthday surprise by trying to plan my own birthday without trying to ruin my own birthday.
Wow.
But I ruined my own birthday.
Nice job, Coryell.
All right, let's find out what other people might have ruined.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Madison says, that guy just ruined Top Gun Maverick for me, too. That was your message to us.
Oh, good.
So
doing the Lord's work out here, I guess.
No.
What have you ruined for someone else? Maybe the ending of a movie, a surprise. You can let us know. 466-9696. We'd love to take your calls today. JP, Coryell, Husker Nick.
Soiled it for others.
You ruined the surprise. You ruined the ending of a movie or a TV show. Maybe you ruined the surprise of somebody's birth. Or
the gender announcement, gender reveal, like, I don't even know, months ago.
A lot of the messages we're getting right now on Facebook involve something that can't be talked about because there might be children present.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to check that out. See how we can dance around that subject. But we got yours at 466-9696. You can call us 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What have you ruined for somebody else? Hello? Oh.
Hey, you're talking about spoilers?
Yeah, what do you got?
Hey, you guys are the worst ones.
Why?
Because on Saturday, home games, I take my wife to work, and then I take my daughter to work because she can't park. because she works downtown. And when I go to pick them up, first thing comes out of my mouth, don't tell me what happened in the ball game, because I got it on DVR, and I haven't seen it yet. And then first thing in the morning, I turn the radio on, and you guys are talking about the Husker game, and you tell me who won or who lost.
That's, I'm sorry, we have to do that as part of our job.
Man.
Yeah, we're also in the business of just spoiling it for you, too.
Yeah, it's kind of our thing.
You can share yours, 466-9696, or for KX969. What have you ruined for someone else? More of your calls coming up on Facebook and Twitter, too. It's Kix.
Wake up! In the morning. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Soiled it! Soiled it!
It's forever soiled ruined. Something forever you ruined for someone else. That's what happened with Terry and Jimmy, and Terry ruining the ending of season 4 of Yellowstone as Jimmy and his wife were 2 episodes away from being caught up before the big premiere last night. And so we wanted to know from you things you've ruined. Anything on Facebook?
Yeah, Noelle says, I recently got married, and when I was engaged, a lot of people would ask about my excitement for the bridal showers or like other festivities around that. And I'd pretend like I didn't know what they were talking about. So it was really funny to make them think they ruined potentially a surprise party. So she's evil. I love
JP, it. I got a tweet that says, tell JP he's ruined countless amounts of my favorite songs.
Yeah. JP ruins your favorite songs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Different way of ruining
it's
songs.
Haunting. Same. It's haunting. Same.
Yeah. Different way.
All right. Kix had to ruin things.
I'm actually 2 for 2.
Okay.
So I ruined a surprise baby announcement for my brother-in-law. And then not even a month later, I ruined the engagement.
Oh.
He didn't say mother. To his mother.
Wow.
No.
We went to California and he asked me to videotape it. I told his mom on the plane, I got to make sure I got my phone so I can videotape the engagement announcement. She's like, what? I'm like, oh my God, I'm 2 for 2.
Did your stomach just do somersaults?
I wanted to throw up. That was my first plane ride. And then ruining that, I just wanted to throw up.
Oh, no.
That's a really terrible but good one.
On Facebook, KX969, Eric, man, this sounds like my boyfriend. Eric says, I always ruin presents that my lovely wife, Michaela, gets me. I usually end up buying the thing before she can give it to me as a present. Then either she has to return the item or think of something else.
Yeah, that's probably
it. The holidays are so freaking hard when it comes to that. Jackson will just drop in that he wants something,
yeah,
and then doesn't even give me a moment to blink, and then all of a sudden he owns it.
Yeah. My wife ruined our engagement, the surprise, her own surprise.
Really?
We're like literally a day away. We're going to go down to Kansas City to quote unquote see my aunt because it was her birthday. And the day before we were going down there, which is where I proposed to Jess, I was dropping her back off to work and she like had this like mental breakdown and she's like, Nick, are we ever going to get married? Cause we've been dating for 7 years and it's either time to do it or we're not going to keep dating. And like she gave me this whole
LOL
thing.
Wow.
And I go, do you want me to tell you? Cause it's tomorrow. Like, what do you want
like,
from me?
Fine, I was like,
you couldn't
tomorrow.
Wait 3 more days to have the realization that it was either now or never.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So yeah, so my that's Jess is like funny. The hardest person to surprise.
Yeah.
I think she has like the Spider-Man like tingling sense.
I have
sense.
Spidey senses too.
Yeah, that it's kind of, that a surprise is coming.
Oh, Nick.
I know, it's the day before. The day before.
Oh my goodness.
We'll get one more and then you can share yours on Facebook and Twitter. Hi, Kix.
Yeah, they're talking about that get ruined.
Yeah.
I don't really watch a whole lot of shows, but I remember one time I was really into this show called Heartland.
Okay.
And it was like, you're waiting to see if this guy and this girl are going to get married or not. And I could never see the next season because we didn't have like a flat screen TV. We still kind of had old box TVs at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies that I went to church posted on her story literally the ending of them getting married.
Oh,
and
no.
I messaged her and I go, what were you thinking? I'm like, I haven't even seen this entire season yet because I can't. I have to wait until it gets posted.
Right.
And so she said she felt so bad. She literally gave me a flat screen TV.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, so you're fine.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Got a brand new TV out of the whole thing.
I mean, she's doing okay.
Okay, that's the way to make her out by somebody. All right, coming up, we'll get more. You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, the things you ruined or maybe got ruined for you on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Country mornings are the best.
In the morning when you open your eyes.
You're waking up with JP, Corey Allen, Husker Nick.
Every morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
I want more turkey!
So Thanksgiving is the next big holiday that's coming up.
Although people have already decorated for Christmas.
Yes.
I know. We were walking through a store yesterday, and there was like one little section of Thanksgiving stuff, and everything else was Christmas.
Yeah, you know, we really do glaze over Turkey Day.
So let's focus on Turkey Day for a moment. Okay. I have a question for you guys. There's a writer in the New York Post that claims that Thanksgiving at a restaurant might be the smart money move this year.
Oh, easily.
We've heard stories of what millennials that are thinking of doing, like pizza parties instead of Thanksgiving
dinners. Doing the whole Friendsgiving miss type of parties where you all get together with your friends instead of even doing like potluck stuff to make it easier on you people, the younger folks, which makes me sound really old. They're going to skip all of that and just get some pizza.
So they're basing this on a report from Wells Fargo that found the price of food at restaurants has only jumped 6% since last November compared to 10% for groceries and 15% for Thanksgiving food specifically. So yes, even everything costs more, from turkey to potatoes to flour and butter, but is it really cheaper to do Thanksgiving at a restaurant at this time?
I feel like it would be.
Well, they're saying it wouldn't. By the average dinner last year, for Thanksgiving, the Farm Bureau hasn't released its Thanksgiving stats yet, and that's what a lot of people gauge all this stuff on.
Okay.
Last year, the average dinner cost $5.33 per person. So even if you doubled that, which it won't, it'd still be a lot cheaper to cook at home. Because you think about a meal at a restaurant, it's at least $8 or $9 or $10.
Oh, individually.
A plate.
I see what you're saying.
We do. Breakdown. I think last year, I want to say the meal I made cost about $120, somewhere in that neighborhood. Yep, somewhere for like seven of us. So we were over that. But I like go overboard. It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, you do, and I'm always very impressed with how much you put into it.
My goal is to fill up my table with different things to eat before I even put the plates down. Like, it's hard to even fit.
Yeah.
Everything. I have two different types of potatoes.
What was your address again?
Two different types of potatoes, two different types of green beans.
Oh my God, give me every form of potato.
Oh, I know.
Every form.
100%. We usually have two different types of rolls.
A roll or a casserole or both?
What? No, like a dinner roll or a crescent roll.
I like a casserole. I like a lot of things all together at once. I have a friend who can only eat one food group at a time on her plate.
That's a bummer. And it can't
be touching. Oh. And I'm like, yo, I want all the sauces to bleed into my potatoes. I want to add some green beans in there, just a little extra surprise.
That friend would hate a Friendsgiving that I've been to before. They do a casserole off. And everybody brings a casserole.
That's my dream.
Coryell, yes. I want you to know that before I say this, I agreed with everything you said there.
Okay.
Like, everything you said was great. But hearing you say that you wanted all of the sauces to roll into your potatoes sounded so dirty.
I just think it adds a little bit of, just a little surprise.
Excitement. Yeah, it's a little excitement.
Ooh, the yams are on the left side, but then I got like the turkey juice on the other side, and it's like, and they all meet with this trifecta of juicy goodness.
Yeah, potatoes with the turkey and then some green bean casserole together on one fork is like a slice of heaven.
Right.
That's a little slice of heaven. Or you take that, what I just described, and put it in between dinner rolls. And then you eat the dinner rolls with that
in there.
Make
a little sandwich.
It's like a sandwich. Oh, my God.
My favorite thing to do is to scoop around my plate and get a little bit of everything. And then just when I think I can't get any more, I go, no, hold on. And I scoop up a little more like yam in there or something.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
right when you think you're done, you're like, no, I can fit more on this spoon. I can fit more.
I thought maybe you were going to unbutton a button, and then you were like, I can fit more in.
No, that's the first thing you do when you sit down.
Just make sure you're wearing comfy pants.
Actually, the first thing you do is you're not wearing anything with buttons to begin with. The first thing you do is make sure your pants have no buttons or zippers. They are all stretch. Yeah, one year I bought on sale maternity pants at Walmart for Thanksgiving.
Is that like the one holiday where you could actually just like, I'm sorry, I can't dress up for this. I have to wear just
I'm sorry,
pants.
I have to wear these 100%. Maternity pants.
No, that's an argument in my house because my wife wants us to dress up.
Yeah, and look nice.
And I'm like, I'm wearing sweatpants and a hoodie is what I'm wearing on Thanksgiving.
I need to be ready at all times to fall to my knees and take a nap on the floor.
Yes, 100%.
In front of the TV.
Curl up on the ball and call it good.
Yes.
All right. So it sounds like this morning show is all about Thanksgiving dinner the regular
way. I'm excited. Yeah, let's just cook it at home, apparently. I am very surprised. I thought it was going to be cheaper to do the restaurant thing, but you're right. I mean, when you break it down money-wise, it's probably just cheaper to go. Even if you go a little overboard, it's still going to be cheaper.
Right. So look for the deals. I'm sure you could buy a ham and get
Aldi
a turkey.
Aldi did
free
that or, rollback. I talked about that for a good thing one time. They did the rollback. They did. They're doing like pre-pandemic prices on Thanksgiving stuff.
And if you're going to invite us to your Thanksgiving dinner, give us a little bit of a heads up so we know not to eat during the day.
A little bit of fasting.
Yeah, so we can be prepared to enjoy whatever goodness you
put
on your
table. Optimal food intake.
Yep.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Turn it
up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Kicks 96.9.
Beef. That's what's for dinner.
Ah, Sam Elliott. And beef.
Sam.
It's what's for dinner. Did you know there is a little thing called meat judging?
Meat judging.
and that it's
yes, I believe I never mind.
You're going there.
Please go.
Intercollegiate meat judging is a thing. It is an actual competition, and Texas A&M has won this year's title and is what it is to be like the oddest competition and class out there.
Meat judging.
It's something you have to do as part of the Department of Animal Sciences degree at Texas A&M, is you participate in meat judging.
Okay. So it is a part of a course.
Yeah. And like you have the beef is hanging in a locker and you have to go through.
What is that, like a smell test?
It looks very official. They're in like the white, like doctor's coats or whatever.
Right.
And helmets. And inside this meat locker and inspecting the beef.
So you're telling me I can sign up as a meat inspector?
Yeah, you could be. Cool. Yeah. Development of a nationally recognized program by creating learning opportunities for the next generation of meat industry leaders.
Well, you know what? Maybe I will get into that if I don't find a little something in my selfie class.
Wait, there's a selfie class?
There's a selfie class at the University of Southern California.
Of course it's in California.
But hold on, this is actually really cool. They analyze the meaning behind selfies that we see on social media every day. You know, like the world's view on race, gender, class, sexuality. Clearly there's more to selfies than just like proper angles, bright lighting and all that stuff.
Right.
There's a reason why we do it, and it kind of dives into that. There are also courses. We've also heard like the Harry Potter courses, like the University of Central
Taylor
Florida.
Taylor Swift courses.
Yeah, they surviving the zombie apocalypse. That is an actual catastrophe course from Michigan State University.
I think everybody should be enrolled in that.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I mean, it sounds awesome. There's even a tree climbing class at Cornell. Introduction to beekeeping at Temple University. There's wasting time on the internet class.
How is that a class?
University of Pennsylvania has turned wasting time on the internet into an art form. Yeah.
It's got to be an essay for the final, right?
By interacting only through screens, the class uses the internet as raw material for creating compelling and emotional works of literature. So you like write a novel using your Twitter feed, I guess.
Wow.
I know. There's an Arguing with Judge Judy class too at UC Berkeley. That sounds awesome. The Meaning of Life is literally the name of this course at Brown University. You probably won't get all your questions answered, obviously, but you'll have a broader understanding of, you know, your place in the world. The last one I want to tell you about, I think, man, I'd be so interested in this one. It's called Joy of Garbage.
Oh, my God.
This is also at UC Berkeley. Same with the arguing with Judge Judy class.
Yeah.
But it covers the science and consequences of what humans consume and discard, including items that decompose and those that do not. So things that end up in landfills and things that just don't decompose and things like that. And
okay, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they probably talk about the garbage belt and stuff in like the ocean.
Yeah.
A lot. I'm assuming. I learned about that like one time my senior year.
Garbage
in college.
Barges in like New York and whatnot. Yeah.
No, the garbage belt, like in the ocean.
Like there's a belt?
Yeah. It's literally called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Sorry.
Patch.
And it's an area in the Great Pacific where trash has met different currents. So it all ends up in one spot and it's a big patch of literal garbage floating
Whoa.
In the ocean that has nowhere to go.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and it sucks.
Jeez.
But you know, these courses, I mean, I don't know. I'd be down.
Yeah,
especially if it involved
attention.
Me inspecting meat. It's like, where can you go wrong, honestly?
Corral Thomas, meat inspector.
Meat inspector.
Wake up!
In the morning.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's another day.
Wake up!
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today. If you missed any of the show, you can catch up on our podcast at kckx.com. Also, we want to wrap by giving you some more information. I know that we have some opportunities for Taylor Swift tickets for that Arrowhead Stadium show.
Yes!
And now she's made another announcement that she's adding an extra date.
She sure is. I mean, this tour is insane. And after just an ungodly amount of demand for tickets and shows and stuff, she actually just added 17, I believe, more dates.
17 more dates
to this Eras tour.
Just wild.
The latest, I believe, is July 7th.
Yep.
At Arrowhead, there in Kansas City.
So they've added an extra show to that time period for Taylor, and tickets on sale,
yes.
I believe, this Friday, right?
Yes, this Friday.
All and right.
Make sure you listen for more ways to win. Definitely watch social media. We can tell you that much. Watch Facebook, KX969, Twitter, and Instagram, KZKX969. Hopefully, we can send you to Taylor Swift in Kansas City.
That'd be awesome. We're also going to look into, because the big man made a big announcement today that he is heading back to Vegas. Garth Brooks is going back there for another round to help open up the Coliseum at Caesars. So he announced it's going to be Garth Plus One is what it's called. And it's a Vegas residency beginning next year.
So Garth and you, basically.
Yeah, Garth and you. It's just him on stage with a guitar and you in the crowd.
Oh, wow. Like, okay.
Talk about intimate.
Well, I think this is something that he should have been doing in the first place.
Well, he did. I mean, the first time around in Vegas, that was what it was.
Oh, really?
It's kind of the same setup.
Oh,
but
okay.
They changed the name to Garth Plus One.
Garth Plus One.
So that'll be at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace in the beginning of the new year.
That'll be awesome.
More information at Ticketmaster.com/GarthVegas.
Garth Vegas?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He pretty much owns that city, doesn't he? All right, so we'll,
Garth Vegas.
Hopefully we'll have more for you to be a part of that as well. And have a great day.
Yes, next
and
next. Have a good one.
She'll keep things going for you. She's got your shot to win some CJ Solar tickets for the show coming to Bourbon Theater.